Quarterfinals of the World Cup this weekend. It'll be 2 a.m. Monday morning our time, and there'll be some bleary eyes come Monday, but we will be up watching, there's no doubt about it. Wallabies captain Stephen Moore and recalled centre Matt Giddo are poised to win their 100th cap in this quarterfinal, but I'm sure it's about the team performance. That's their main concern. G'day, Stephen.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate. We'll just talk about your personal milestone, 100th cap. That's outstanding.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's not something I've thought too much about this week. There's obviously a fair bit going on over here, so there's plenty of things to play for the boys. So, you know, we're very much focused on the team effort this weekend, a big test match and a big quarterfinal against Scotland.
Can you reminisce just briefly, though? Can you go back to your very first test match and what do you remember of it?
Yeah, I remember I had a lot more hair back then.
Didn't we all?
It hasn't gone so well, but we played Samoa in Sydney. I played the last 20 minutes and I remember being very nervous. I was hoping that the ball didn't go out so I didn't have to throw any line outs, but I think I got a couple in that 20 minutes and we had a good win. And, you know, I remember Bill Young and Jeremy Paul taking me out afterwards to celebrate my first test, and it was a very special moment. Those guys, certainly looked after me in those early days, and you don't forget those moments.
Great memories to have, mate, but it all boils down to this weekend. And what a treat for you guys. You took on England at Twickenham and you thumped in, and then you proved your toughness over the weekend there. It's become your home ground. It must be very special.
Yeah, it's been strange playing there so often in a short space of time. Usually we only ever play England there, but to play Wales there on the weekend was pretty special. There was a sort of sprinkling of both teams in the crowd, and it was a really good atmosphere. So we're expecting the same this week. There's actually a lot of Aussies over here, which is great to see. A lot living over here, but a lot that have travelled over as well. And the support's been tremendous, and not just from over here, but from everyone back home. We've really felt that over here. The support from back home means a lot to the players.
As the captain and the number two, you must take enormous pride out of what's happened to the Wallabies set piece.
Yeah, it's been something we've worked hard on throughout the last 12 months, I guess, since Cech's come on board. He's put a big emphasis on it, and Mario Ledesma's come in and done a great job there, got everyone on the same page and really got us focused on what direction we want to go in that area. And as you see, it's so important at this level in a World Cup to have a set piece that you can rely on, and that's something we've worked hard on. So certainly not sitting back and admiring anything, though. We haven't really achieved anything yet. We're just giving ourselves a chance to play in the quarterfinal now, so the rest is all ahead of us.
Stephen, Scotland have been impressive. I mean, they're in the quarterfinal. What do you expect from them? Is it going to be a game of attrition, a little bit like Wales?
I would think so, Slats. I think given our history against Scotland, it's been pretty tight the last few times we've played them. So they're a really gritty side. They work hard. They have a good set piece. So it really suits World Cup rugby. And they've been impressive, as you said, in the pool game. So we know they're going to be very tough. They're going to play quite a similar game to Wales and England, which is, you know, to control field position and have a good set piece. And they've got a very good halfback in their captain, Greg Laidlaw, and he'll really direct them around the field. So, we know they've got threats all over the park.
Mate, the Welsh really pushed the envelope in terms of what was legal and what wasn't. Are you expecting something similar from Scotland? I also read with interest from Michael Checker overnight. He sort of said to the loose forwards, keep you cool, don't sort of react in light of what happened with David Pocock and that warning that he got for the knees. Alleged knees in the back play. Are you expecting niggle?
Oh, I wouldn't say niggle, but I think definitely the breakdown is an important area for us. For our game to function, we need that to go well, and I think teams identify that and try and slow our ball down a bit so we can't play much. And I think Wales tried to do that on the weekend, and no doubt the other teams will be trying to do that. There's no doubt, and they've got a good back row, Scotland, and then there'll be a good contest there. But our back rowers have been playing really well. I thought not just Pocock and Hooper, but Fardy as well on the weekend had a great game. And got through a mountain of work, particularly when we're under the pump there on our own line for an extended period.
Yeah, I mean, most of the articles this morning back here, Stephen, are talking about discipline, you know, and that's what you're really working on. You don't need to play 8 or 10 minutes with 13 again.
No, definitely not. No, it's hard enough these days defending with a full complement, but to lose a couple there, we don't want to be doing that regularly, so... once again, in World Cups, there's not many points out there in some of the games, and then discipline is key. We don't want to be giving teams opportunities to score points in our half through aerial discipline. So that's something we'll probably need to tidy up a little bit this week. And Czech's already mentioned that as being important this weekend.
Stephen, not just in terms of the, you know, the 8 minutes when the Wallabies defended so well and defended their line so well with 13 players, what stood out for me from the Welsh game was your remarks straight afterwards, and you seemed to be make a real point about the level of support both in the stadium and back home. Are you guys feeling this, you know, this whole wave of support for the Wallabies as you go deeper in the World Cup?
Yeah, definitely. And like I said before, it means a huge amount to the players. And to play away from home at any time is pretty special. But when you've got some support like we've got over here, there's Aussies sort of everywhere around the town. And it's really evident to see everyone in the gold jerseys at the game. So that's really good. And it makes you proud to be representing the team. And I think the support back home as well. We've got a lot of messages from people back home saying they're getting up at night to watch the games. And I certainly remember when I was a kid watching the 99 World Cup and had the mattress set up in front of the TV and spent plenty of nights during that tournament camped in front of the TV. So hopefully there's some kids out there, and not just kids, but everyone of all ages out there watching the games at night. Hopefully we're doing them proud.
It's certainly happening, mate, and the next day's a tough one for a lot of us. But don't worry, we're enjoying every moment of it. And I hope Your Majesty came out nicely when you met the Queen.
Yeah, it did, mate. I worked on it a couple of times. Myself and Czech were practising on each other before she came around to it. It was great. Great occasion for us and very special. Not something you do every day, that's for sure. I've certainly stood out the front of the Buckingham Palace a few times but never got to go inside, so that was pretty cool.
Very good.
She certainly seemed to know her rugby, so that was good.
Very good. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for joining us. Good luck in the quarterfinal against Scotland early Monday morning Australian time.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you, mate.